Watch, IDF releases helmet cam footage of hostage rescue. By Joel B. Polak on February 12, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, released footage Monday from a daring overnight raid to rescue two Israeli hostages in Rafah, in the southern Gaza Strip. In addition to aerial footage, the IDF also released footage of various stages in the attack, as well as footage from a helmet-mounted camera showing the moments in which the hostages, Fernando Simon Marmon, 61, and Louis Har, 70, boarded a helicopter at a makeshift landing pad in Gaza and were airlifted to a hospital inside Israel. The rescue has electrified Israel, providing a boost of morale after 4 months of fighting the Palestinian terrorist group Hamas, which launched the war with a brutal terror attack inside Israel on October 7 that killed roughly 1,200 people, mostly civilians. The operation took roughly an hour. It required Israeli special forces to enter a crowded portion of Gaza, where the IDF is not yet operating, without being detected, to eliminate the terrorists guarding the prisoners, to fight past the terrorist forces that fought the IDF once Hamas became aware of the rescue, to fly the hostages safely out of Gaza, and to pull the special forces out again. Both freed hostages are Argentinian-Israeli. Their rescue came just days after Argentinian President Javier Milei visited Israel, praying at several holy sites, visiting the Yad Vashem Holocaust Memorial, and touring some of the sites of the October 7 attack. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent book, The Zionist Conspiracy, and How to Join It, now available on Audible. He is also the author of the ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.